You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo is here. Abe is in for Mike today. I'm Allie Mack. And the Falcons have announced that they are going to be wearing their throwback uniforms for 3 games this season. Are you guys excited about this?
I'm always excited about them because I like them, and the new uniforms are less than ideal that they've had to wear since 2020. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm curious. It's interesting to me that they chose to wear one of the dates is, I believe, 12-11, which is in Tampa. That's a Thursday night game. I understand on Thursday night they wore them last year on the Thursday night game against Tampa, which was at home. But the fact that they're choosing to wear them on the road, I do not know this yet, but I wonder if that's a creamsicle day.
Yeah, so Tampa's also wearing their throwbacks, but not the white throwbacks they showed yesterday. They're wearing their creamsicle throwbacks. They announced that a couple weeks ago.
Well, so what I would – so both teams are going to be wearing their – Falcons will be wearing their black, unless the Falcons came out with the white one, with a white throwback, which I know they're not going to do. I don't think that's a possibility. But that would be awesome if they were white throwbacks.
Don't quote me on this. I think I saw yesterday that they were not going to be in white tops.
I assume they wouldn't be, but I think it would be awesome if they were. There's a lot of talk about, and everybody's got an opinion on what the Falcons jersey should be next because they're clearly going to change soon, as soon as I think they're allowed. And it's a whole thing. If you don't know how the rule goes, you have to ask the league 2 years in advance. And you can be denied to change your uniforms. But that said, I would love the 80s helmet. I don't love this red helmet. I think it's nice, but I like the 80s red helmet.
Ooh, hot take, without, Squid.
No, I like the red helmet. I like the one without the gold stripe better, the one that they wore in the 80s.
Yeah.
I also like the silver breeches. Like they wore when they went to back and black, and they wore in the 80s with the red helmet. The 80s uniform is what I want, is what I'm saying. I want a red, a black, then the white with the silver pants and the red helmet without the gold stripe. That's, what to me, the perfect Falcons uniform.
Yeah, we talked about this on one of the other shows I was on. Like, it just doesn't have to be this difficult, and it's not just a Falcon thing. There's so many fan bases that have, like, a preferred jersey or a throwback that they're like, this is what we should wear, our team should wear week in, week out. And the Falcons are among those. I don't understand. I know there's desire to look sharper and sell more jerseys and new this, new that. But, like, there's just so many teams that, love what they used to look like, and it shouldn't be this difficult to get going what the fan base desires.
I'm trying to stop short of throwing anybody under the bus or sounding like I am, but this is where people who have you bring in people who have no concept, they're new or something there, and they don't know and I say history because it's a loose word into some teams, but they don't know the history, they don't know what what the fans prefer. And they go to, whoever the licensor is, like Nike, and they're like, here's kind of what I'm thinking, and Nike will give you three or four concepts, and you pick, right? Never thinking about the history of that team or doing a poll with the fans of what their favorite old school jersey or what they would like. So this is what happens when you bring in people that – and it's just, I feel the same way when you bring in people to radio markets that have no ties to the city. Like, they don't – they're going to do what they think works in a different city or what they want, and they don't take in. And I think that's bad business. I mean, that to me, bringing a guy, if you're going to do a new uniform that a group, maybe two or three people where there's a tiebreaker that kind of knows what the fan base likes.
Yeah.
And I went on a rant, but that's sometimes what we need to do.
I mean, at some point, I'm going to pick your brain about that radio critique there because I find that pretty interesting. But the New York Jets have had another major contract extension. Sauce Gardner is getting a four-year, $120 million contract extension.
I think he's a good player. I think he's an overrated player. I think he's very handsy. He holds, and he gets away with a lot of holding. This makes the A.J. Terrell contract look like a freaking steal now. And just, 11 months ago, 12 months ago, Abe, everyone was up in arms out. Well, we should have waited. We should have let him play out his contract. No, because that's dumb. That's how you overpay. That is just ridiculous thought price. This whole wait-and-see stuff is how you end up overpaying for players. I get the
Or
Jets.
How you lose players.
Exactly. And I will say this. I give the Jets credit. They're not overpaying for when it comes to the end of the day, and when you get to this time next year, you're going to feel like they didn't overpay for Garrett Wilson. They didn't overpay for Sauce Gardner.
This was my take on A.J. Terrell at the time, and it's still my take, is that the Falcons did what they had to do to keep him and to extend him, and in 2 years we're going to be looking at it like it's a value contract, and it's headed down that path.
It's already there. He's not even in the top
five
now.
It is, but it's going to continue to be reset, this market, as other guys end up getting their deals. And so, any time that there's a group, and we've seen this with receivers recently too, anytime there's a group of guys who are coming to reset the market, pass rushers as well, we don't have to worry about that yet, but anytime you could be the first one, make your guy happy, you're now the highest paid this or that in the NFL, 4 months later, you're number five on the list, number four on the list. A year later, you might be out of the top 10.
Yeah, that's where AJ's at now.
Be the first team, if you know that guy's there, be the first team to do the extension, make him the highest paid, and in 4 months, it's a value.
Well, let's talk about another extension. The Kansas City Chiefs guard Trey Smith got a four-year, $94 million contract extension. That makes him the highest paid interior lineman in NFL history.
Yeah, same idea. I think they're going to eventually keep resetting this market too. But this is a guy, and this is an offense with the Chiefs. When you still have franchise quarterback Patrick Mahomes, you got to do everything you can to protect him. You lost the Super Bowl. You got manhandled, Bo, in the Super Bowl because your offensive line wasn't good enough. This guy's the one guy last year you felt okay about. They're bringing him back. They're keeping him. This is not like a dynasty. I don't want to call it a dynasty because they probably still have to win one or two more, but like they're trying to keep this together knowing the Kelsey thing's coming off the books probably soon.
Yeah, and they're also trying to protect the biggest asset in the NFL right now, which is Patrick Mahomes.
By the way, what's his contract at now? Is it still 50? Did they keep redoing it?
They redid it, I think, after the 23 season, I think. I feel like he probably gets a new contract every 2 years, which is fine. I mean, he's never leaving. Kansas, I don't see Patrick Mahomes ever leaving there.
Well, and before we get into Abe'd Up, which is coming up momentarily, Abe is doing something a little bit ridiculous tonight. He'll explain in a moment. I do want to mention that Tampa Bay Rays got the okay to host games at Steinbrenner Field if they get in the playoffs. Are they on track to do that right now?
They're fourth in the AL East, but they're only like 5 games back. But it's a crazy tight roll between the Blue Jays, who are red hot, the Yankees, who are struggling, the Red Sox, who are red hot, and then the Rays. But the Rays are getting healthier, so I could see them making a run. I think Junior Caminero just stepped up, and he's probably going to be due for a pretty big second half as well. They're going to be in a battle for it, no doubt about it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And they're a franchise that will be good for two and a half, maybe 3 years, and then they'll sell. Mm-hmm. Basically, they won't. Speaking of not re-signing players, they'll trade them or they'll let them walk, and then they'll redo it. But they're never.
I think they're in active discussions for being sold, like this week.
No, I'm talking about selling their players.
Oh, the players.
Yes,
yeah.
they are in active discussions. I think $1.7 billion was the number I saw that they might sell for, and that number would definitely be higher if I don't know they had a home. You know, maybe if the city of St. Pete or Tampa would have gotten whatever that they were supposed to, you know, that they've been trying to get done for years. Because to be honest, their home before it was ravaged by tropical storms or hurricane was not ideal.
Right. It wasn't ideal. Well, I'm the one on the morning shift today that's struggling a little bit because I was out at the All-Star game last night. Little lack of sleep. I know it's champagne problems because now I'm at SEC Media Days. What a life. But tomorrow, the guy sitting to my left, Abe Gordon, will be on the struggle bus.
Mic'd Up, a.k.a. Abe'd Up this week, is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta area locations. When's the last time either of you guys pulled an all-nighter? Bo, I know you recently just had a child, and has there been an all-nighter either during that process or since? Allie, did you consider an all-nighter at any point last night?
No, because that just sets you up for failure. So I got 2 hours of sleep.
So do you even remember the last time you went all-nighter?
Probably college. Probably college.
Football season. I'm pretty positive.
Not a sleep on plane guy?
I can never really fall asleep. Yeah. I remember when we came home from London, I walked in the studio at 5:57. Yeah. I walked in our office and I did not sleep at all because there was a lot of things going on that flight. That was a bit. I'm not a great at sleeping on flights these days. So normally football season, we have a night game or a West Coast game.
Yeah. when we're done here, I'm obviously going to take a nap as I do after the morning shift. I've got Atlanta United duties tonight, pregame, postgame. So I probably won't get out of the stadium till a little after 11, somewhere around 11:30. Okay. I get home maybe 11:45, 11:50. I'll have to take Chipper for a walk. That puts me a little bit past midnight. My alarm goes off for this show at 3:45, something like that.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go for a long run.
Why?
I think I'm
going to
go
this?
For a long run at like midnight. And I need to get a long run in. I'm training for Alien Half in a couple of weeks. And
where's that at? Tell
it's in Roswell, Riverside Park. It's a half marathon. They also have
the
a 5K.
Area 13.1.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I need to get a long run in this week, and I don't know when else I was going to do it unless I really want to deal with just the hottest parts of the day.
That's true.
I can't sleep after United games anyways. Like, even on Saturday nights when I come home, like, I'm up till like 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock. And so instead of just laying there kind of amped up from post-game duties, figured I'd two birds, one stone this thing and hit a long run. The sun will be down, so it might help out from that perspective. And so I think I'm going to go for like 10, maybe more if I magically am feeling okay.
Well, first of all,
10 miles tonight.
You're 10 miles.
At like 10 miles at like 12:30 in the morning.
That's so dumb.
1 a.m.
I'm a crazy person, so that actually sounds refreshing to me. I'm just jealous that you can because of the safety issues. Like, I cannot go running.
No. The other thing that I might do that you definitely can't do, I haven't done it during the day, I might go sans shirt.
Oh, man.
And you definitely can't do that.
No.
Man,
what
dude, you're asking for it.
What is an unrested Abe Gordon like? What are we looking forward to?
I work very good on little sleep. This is obviously it'll catch up eventually. I am strong on little sleep.
Well, I'm looking forward
I mean, you
to
can
that.
Decide tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
on
see.
Y'all.
Self-proclaimed strong on little sleep.
I mean, Bo, I'll bring it.
We will see tomorrow.
We'll see.
Abe, good luck to you. Hit that 10 miles. I actually do think that sounds refreshing because I'm crazy like you. But coming up, we are at SEC Media Days, and today we've got four more schools that we're going to hear from: Alabama, Mississippi State, Florida, and Oklahoma. We're going to preview them next. This is the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.